are delighted to have received this performance funding award. It's in recognition of the work that we've been doing for over many years with the National Institute of Bioprocessing Research and Training. So it's a strong link between ATU and NIBRT. We're focused on generating education provision for our life sciences industry. And most people don't realise that it's actually a huge industry in Ireland where most of the life science companies are present. So as part of this award, we're going to be spending money then generating new modules and programmes to extend the suite of programmes that we already have. So we started with one programme. We've now got 24, level 6 through level 9. And our focus is really on having a real-world impact to make sure that the people that are learning with us are able to be empowered and help to grow and expand and help the industry sector thrive. So obviously our industry is quite big. We've had major advancements and it's a fast evolving sector. So our new developments really are about upskilling and reskilling staff and new employees for the sector. And we're very proud of the fact that our graduates directly contribute to life-saving medicines and technologies worldwide. So really the focus of our funding initiative will be to continue to generate high-powered, high-value education for the life sciences industry in Ireland.
And you kind of touched on it a little bit there, very interesting point, that it is very much a vote of confidence, but these are effects that, although they're investing now, these effects will come back into both the economy and the area and the region, and it's almost a way of investment encourages more investment, because this will be coming back in return into society, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're very proud of the fact, as I said, that we're actually generating graduates from our programs that are actually going to have a real world impact here in Ireland, generating the new medicines, the new technologies, and that drive towards innovation. And of course, when you've got that, as you said, it is cyclical. We want to stay a leader in skills development and workforce excellence. And of course, success breeds success. So the companies, if they can thrive and grow, will employ more people. It's already a big employer, but it will employ more people. And it's really, as you say, a commitment to driving innovation, which ultimately leads to economic growth.